All right, everyone, it is 1 o'clock on June 15, 2022. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the June 15, 2022 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as the Land Use Hearing Examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include appeals of administrative decisions as well as shoreline variances. That's what we have on the agenda for today. Now, I consider any testimony presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. Now, the hearing process has certain rules, but I still try to conduct the meeting in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a process we're going to use. First of all, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable rules and regulations. Then if somebody from the public or maybe another agency, if they came to testify, I'll give them that opportunity. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony that they wish to make. Now, if you are going to testify, I'm going to have you unmute yourself and state your name and address. If you're going to give evidence, I will swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. I have the option to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reopen the hearing and requests for reconsideration, my decision will be final and conclusive on these matters. The only exception is that they can be appealed. Now, appeal on the administrative appeal matters are going to be continued, so I'm not going to talk about them. Appeals on the shoreline matter, those appeals are heard by the Shoreline Hearings Board. Those appeals have to be filed within 21 days of the date Department of Ecology receives my decision. That's a very complicated term in the revised code of Washington. So the bottom line is if you do not timely file your appeal would be barred. I've reviewed the items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the properties or the proposals to be heard today. I will be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments to the staff report, which included all the application materials, all the agency comments that have come through, all the noticing documents, all of the SEPA documents, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding either item that's on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner for either item, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is a pair of administrative appeals given applications number AA21-251 and AA21-386. These have been continued a few times, most recently continued until today's hearing date. I did receive a request for another continuance. Reluctantly, I indicated I would grant that continuance on the record. The hearing for these matters are to be now heard on August 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. No further notices will be required because this is being continued on the record. And I would also note for the record that no further continuances are likely to be granted by the hearing examiner in this matter. The second item on today's agenda is a shoreline variance application given application number SV22-230. This is an application for a shoreline variance to reduce shoreline setbacks to approximately 12 to 15 feet from the ordinary high watermark of Lake Chelan for the construction of a pool and other improvements. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference, not only the staff report, but all the application materials that have been submitted, all the noticing documents that have come through, the SEPA documents, all comments that have been made. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I'll admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to staff for their presentation.
Thank you. This is an application for a shoreline variance to reduce the shoreline buffer for the construction of a residential pool. The applicant is requesting to vary the urban shoreline buffer from 50 to 12 feet from the ordinary high water mark. During the feasibility of the property, community development staff gave the applicant the incorrect setback from the ordinary high water mark. With those incorrect setbacks, the applicant revised the placement of the single family residence and would not leave ample space for the proposed pool. The subject property is zoned RL, single family residential district within the urban growth area of the city of Chelan, and is approximately 0.75 acres. In the file of record, you will find the email from the community development staff member listing out the required setback for the property that the applicant designed the single family residence and the proposed pool utilizing those incorrect setbacks from the ordinary high water mark. Overall, the development fits the character of the surrounding properties and is compatible with those uses permitted in the urban shoreline environmental designations. Staff has reviewed the application materials, agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as condition recommends approval.
All right. This is within the city of Chelan urban growth area. Are there any regulations that are relevant within the Chelan, city of Chelan urban growth area that have been adopted by Chelan County?
No.
All right, thank you very much. All right, is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, Andrew, thank you. And thanks for your time today. I think.
I forgot you. What I need to have you do is state your name.
Okay.
State an address, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness.
William Buckley, address 3780 Highway 97A, Chelan, Washington, 98816.
All right. Would you raise your right hand for me? You swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And Mr. Buckley, you are the property owner, or at least a co-property owner and applicant on this project, is that correct?
That's correct, myself and my wife, Tamara.
All right, now what would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, I think the committee's report and findings and what documentation we presented them with is accurate. The one document that probably leads to all of this is when my wife and I made two phone calls to the county regarding the setback. Let me back up a little bit. We applied for a building permit for a new residence, and we were told that it would be better to keep the pool permit separate as it could cause delays. So we did that. But we did want to verify in writing and verbally what the setback was for a swimming pool. And I made a phone call to the county, and my wife made a phone call to the county. Both of them ended up with the same result, stating that it's a 5-foot setback. I made the second call and had the planning department put that in writing, just so we had some verification what the setback was. I know there's, you know, when we built the house, it started at 50 and then you could move to 25 as long as it was on sewer. And there's a lot of moving parts there. So following the rules, we decided it was best to get it in writing, which we did get an email back from the planning department and stating that the setback from the side yards and Lake Chelan was 5 feet. At that point in time, we modified our footprint of the proposed house when it started doing the foundation, the excavation, and the slab pour. And then we submitted for the pool permit and got a letter back stating that it was 50 feet, not 5 feet. Was a little bit of a shocker, but we just thought we would, you know, we had to go through the process to where we are today. A couple items, the pool, you know, our house before last had a swimming pool, and we use that on a regular basis for exercise. And also, I've got a heart condition that I've been recommended to watch myself around jumping in water as cold as Lake Chelan. So we'd like to have the that's why we would like to have the pool. And I think that's kind of where we are today. We'd like the situation to be modified due to the hardship here and the information that we were presented when contacting the planning department. I think that's all I've got to say today.
All right. I understand the situation. I reviewed everything several times. Have you had a chance to look at the proposed conditions of approval?
Yes.
There are 13 of them. Do you have any objection with any of those?
No, I don't.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Buckley. I see Mr. Simon is here. Mr. Simon, do you have any testimony you want to give on this matter?
No, I don't really have testimony, but for the record, Graham Simon, Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife, 3860 US 97A, Wenatchee, Washington. As you know, Andrew and Jamie, our agency provides technical assistance and recommendations to counties and cities related to their shoreline rules and critical areas ordinance. So we provided a comment letter and recommended if this does get approved and makes it through the ecology process and gets approved at the state level, to recommend a habitat plan, which I'm pleased to see Jamie has added as a condition. So, and we're here to help with technical assistance on that plan. And I haven't visited the site, so we will want to work with the applicant, or if they end up hiring an agent to work on that and review that condition of approval if it ends up being approved. So that's all I have, and thanks for letting me participate today.
All right, you're welcome, Mr. Simon. So you weren't sworn in, so everything you said today is not evidence, but you've indicated that you have a written comment letter, and that is part of the record, and the hearing examiner will consider that as evidence in the case.
Thank you.
All right, I don't see anybody else here from the public. Is there anything further from staff?
No, sir.
Mr. Buckley, is there anything further from you?
No, I think it's everything's been talked about. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Buckley. All right, with that, then what I'm gonna do is I am gonna close the public record portion of this hearing. As indicated, I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. I'll endeavor to get this out by the end of the week, but it might not be until sometime next week. There are no other items that are on today's agenda. Thank you very much for coming. I'm now going to adjourn this June 15th, 2022 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Everybody have a great week. This meeting's adjourned.
Thank you. Yep, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.